Pretty big checks in there that'll be written. Any discussion from counsel? Questions on the claims? I did have a question this morning with Faye on South Dakota DOT on Main Street, and she informed me that there is still one more coming, and we don't have that bill yet. So,
is it as large as this one?
It could be.
I have a number of questions. That was one of them. Just a question on the Bros Engineering on page 2. What are they doing with the Ballpark Railroad crossing? Just a question as to what they're being paid.
That was a project that we began with the railroad a couple years ago to enhance that crossing to actually have arms. Given that that's a significant crossing for the school, that's a project that actually city forces next year are going to have to do a significant portion of that, and then the railroad. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that would be good.
Rose has to do some of the engineering for it, but
a lot of traffic. The improvements
for that is that they'll actually have crossing arms, given the amount of school traffic that goes through that. Okay. That should be a nice enhancement.
Okay, I think that's great. Evidently, Home Slice, the bill for July was not submitted in time.
Yes.
Okay.
Several bills from Home Slice are showing up.
And
slowly
then,
but surely.
On page 15, there was $24,500 something for stormwater repairs. What were those repairs?
That was at the Murray Edition going back to 2015, I think, is when there was a council meeting where there were several issues that were brought up from the residents of the Murray Edition about some improvements that they wanted to see made to that area. So the payment for this actually came out of that $70,000 per year portion of the water fund that is dedicated for stormwater maintenance. And so what they did was a few of the culverts, they added some wing walls to it. They removed some silt fencing, some old silt fence that was there. They also put in some, not riprap, but landscape fabric, I mean, and riprap on top of it to clean that up. Liz is working on two other projects. There's, I think, one culvert that's going to be added. If I'm right, I think it's one. It might be two culverts that will be added probably next year. And then there's some enhancements, essentially kind of digging a drainage ditch that will be done hopefully next year as well that we'll be working on. But once that's completed, then all those things that had been talked about in 2015 will be completed.
Is that all of them, Ron? Yep. Any other questions from council?
Page 2, Parks Overhead Glider.
You know what that is, Rick?
The overhead glider.
The overhead glider.
Oh, at the city park. Yeah.
This?
It was a piece of park equipment. Yeah. That broke when the tree fell on it.
This is income?
No, this is the payment for that piece of equipment. Yeah. Yeah, that'll probably come next year, honestly. Better than the feds, that's usually 2 years.
Page 7. Third wire for Rally Point.
That's their pigeon spikes, essentially, that kind of get placed on. It's the iron. That's beams that are on the far side of Rally Point. We have some pigeons that are starting to live there.
Defecation problem.
Yeah, and other things.
BB guns or other questions?
Absolutely. City ordinance says that.
Last page. We got, I think the Main Street reconstruction is asked. Like, we've got quite a few unpaid bills going clear back.
What page are you looking at? The last.
I think that Rally Point one. Down for the $1,200 for the Tatanka.
Yeah, that we actually were never invoiced until just recently, and I'm not even sure if we're truly invoiced on that. I think that was more of a a verbal discussion that was had based on the organizers of the Tatanka event.
I was under the impression that the majority of these expenses were covered by either the bid board or other organizations.
Yeah, actually, when you look at it, all of those expenses are coming out of the Business Improvement District. So that is the bid board.
Physio control.
But I don't know what that is. That is for a company that comes in and, not just Stryker, though, but you're right. It's a company we used to actually pay individual service providers to come in and look at the Stryker cots, as well as, I forgot the name of the machine that does the CPR. If Sean was here, she would tell you exactly what that is. But it's a machine that we have on two different ambulances that do the CPR, as well as the ventilators and the IV. The pump site. I don't remember the name exactly of that. But there are several different pieces of equipment that require continual maintenance on that. We used to have separate contracts that there were different service providers that came in to do all the maintenance on each of the different pieces of equipment as a cost-saving measure. Sean did look at if someone would be able to kind of bundle everything in to do it just every 3 months, or some of the pieces of equipment are every 6 months, that sort of thing. But we did end up going with just one company because it was a more cost-effective approach. And so this is a quarterly payment for that.
So where are we on our budget execution target for end of year with one more payment? Thing is, we're approaching December.
Are you talking about the ambulance quarterly maintenance?
I'm talking about the entire budget. We've already done four.
Yes, and we've done additional supplements as there were additional expenses that went through the typical process, and so there were supplements that were done at that point. When we've gone through the budget control, we are very closely monitoring the sponsorship department or the rally department. I forgot which one. I think it's the rally department on that. We're going to be close on that. And then other than that, most of the departments are looking good that they'll come in under budget. Overall for our revenue, other than in our water department, I think overall our revenue has been stronger. That doesn't mean every individual line item. Some line items are lower, some are higher, but taken as a whole, they have been higher. The reason the water department is lower is simply because it was a wet year. And when it's a wet year, people don't water their lawns as much.
Any other discussion on the claims? Public or council?
Move to approve the claims.
I'll second that.
We have a first by Ron and a second by Terry. Terry, we'll start with you with a roll call.
Yes.
Mike? Yes. I'm yes. Dave?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
And Jason?
Yes.
Bills are paid unanimously.